Well, to another major problem around the world, and that's giardia. Now, if you've ever had this, then you will definitely know what it is and you won't want it again. But it's a protozoal, so a miniature parasite, cause of GI infections. It causes diarrhea, it causes vomiting symptoms, and it causes malabsorption. And it can cause very severe infections in people that don't have access to medical care. So it's a little parasite which has a little flagellum on it, so it has a tail that it whips around to make itself move, but it's very easy to catch. It spreads via contaminated water, and when it gets out of the body, it forms this very powerful spore, which is inactive, it's very hardy, it's like a husk, and it can survive chemical treatments and all kinds of things, which means that it's actually very, very easy to transmit. And that's why it's such a major problem worldwide. And in the last few years, scientists have worked out what the genetic code is. They've sequenced the genome of Giardia, and this has given a number of clues as to how it's such a successful parasite, because ultimately, when we do these kind of studies, you're looking for ways to treat the thing. And one other thing that's emerged is that this virus is like the Joseph of the microbiological world. It has a coat of many colours. If you look in its genome, the virus has got a repertoire of nearly 200 genes which code for coat proteins. And the interesting thing is that they only get used singly. So if you look at a bug, it only ever uses one of these genes at a time. So it doesn't have a whole sort of coat of many colours on its surface. It just has a huge genetic wardrobe, and it picks out of the wardrobe one particular outfit and wears that. But then its daughters might decide instead to wear a different coat from the outfit, a different outfit from the wardrobe. And scientists just didn't have a clue how this was being achieved. And also, if we don't understand how it's being achieved, then we can't use it or manipulate it in order to find new ways to treat the bug. But now there's a group of researchers who are based at the Catholic University in Cordoba in Argentina. This is Hugo Lujan and his colleagues. And they've got a paper in Nature this week where they have discovered how this amazing sort of genetic shuffling is achieved. And it uses the same technique that a group of American scientists got the Nobel Prize for discovering a few years ago, and that's RNA interference. So what happens...
My favourite.
Well, what happens is that this parasite turns on a particular protein coat. It says, right, I'm going to have that red jacket, for example. And then it makes the mirror image genetic sequence of all of the other genes for everything else. And these cancel out the expression of the genes for all the other coats in the cupboard, so none of them get turned on. Now what the scientists need to try and understand is how it does that, and then how it decides one day, I'm going to switch coats and outfits now. And why this is so important is that if it keeps changing its outfit, it keeps changing its appearance, the immune system can't recognise it. And it also, by changing its outfit, gives it the ability to penetrate and invade new environments. So this is an important technique on the part of the bug. It's important that we understand how it works. But now there's an insight. It uses RNA interference to do it, which suggests that we might be able to throw a genetic spanner in that works and find a new way to tackle the parasite.
Absolutely, because there'll only be one mechanism by which it's shutting down all these genes. That is really cool. I love that kind of area of science. It's the area I did my PhD in, and I'm still fascinated by it.